Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me. I know these are unusual times, and South Dakotans have a lot on their minds these days. That's why I wanted to take some time to update you on the federal response to the coronavirus outbreak and assure everyone that the highest levels of our government are focused on doing everything possible to support the American people. Nearly 2 weeks ago now, I supported Congress's first legislative response to this outbreak, and I just left the Senate floor a short while ago after having voted to send a second phase of legislation to the president for his signature. Congress has already dedicated federal resources to research and development efforts and tools that will help medical professionals across the country treat this disease and address the outbreak. Today's effort takes several important steps that will provide critical support to the American people through the duration of the outbreak. The Families First Coronavirus Response Act, which is what we just passed in the Senate, will ensure that any American who needs to be tested for the coronavirus can do so at no cost, regardless of their personal, financial, or health insurance situation. It will also provide tax credits to employers so that they can help support their employees who might be sick, quarantined, or providing care to loved ones. And I'm glad also to see that the administration leaned on telemedicine, which is something I have long advocated and supported, particularly because of the benefits it provides to rural America. This is an important tool that allows vulnerable patients to receive the care and the attention they need in a safe and effective environment. These are all, as I said, important first steps, but there's a lot more work ahead of us. I've been working closely with other senators in my conference to help facilitate and organize additional legislative ideas that could be included in a third legislative phase, and I'm actively engaged with the relevant committee chairman as we put pen to paper on additional critical support for families, small businesses, and workers. There are lots of good ideas on the table, and we're working as quickly as possible to deliver an effective and targeted response to this outbreak and to meet the American people's needs. Our priorities right now include providing direct assistance to American workers and families, giving our economy necessary support, and providing medical professionals with the resources that they need to fight the virus. At the end of the day, we're all in this fight together, and while I know you've heard this before, it bears repeating, but please continue to wash your hands regularly, cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze, avoid large gatherings. We just all have to do our part. This outbreak is constantly evolving, so for updated information, please visit coronavirus.gov or covid.sdi.gov. You can also find relevant information on my website at thune.senate.gov. And before I open it up to questions, I just wanted to mention, since I know a lot of small businesses and nonprofits have questions about what's available to them, I would encourage those folks to contact the Small Business Administration to inquire about assistance through their Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, and we'll be happy to share more information on that program, including websites and other helpful links if you reach out to my press staff.